We are expecting the remains of President Sata to arrive on Saturday at 10 hours. And funeral arrangements have been made. We do have a couple of funeral houses here in Lusaka where mourning is being done, will be done, at one Belvedere Lodge and one government house. And the rest of us will be in the show grounds. And there will be a mass prayers at the on the grounds of the National Assembly, him having been in Parliament for 20 years. The legislature requested that he passes through the Parliament grounds, and then his body will again lay in state in Mulungushi Conference Hall, where people will be allowed, given a chance to pay their last respect. The burial to take place on the 11th November.
Looking at the short period of time, Mr. President Sata had, the late President Sata had friends, colleague heads of state in Africa. Would you have the time for some of his friends and colleague heads of state to come and pay their last respect before he's buried?
Definitely, definitely. I think Foreign Affairs is looking into that, and arrangements shall be made for those foreign dignitaries who will intimate that they would want to pay their last respect. That provision is there. And also at Government House, that funeral house at Government House, there will be a book of condolences where foreign dignitaries, even diplomats, will go and sign there in the book of condolences. That provision is definitely there.
Now, Mr. Katema, the issue of Zambia witnessing tragedy over the last couple of years, with first the loss of the football team, the loss of the former president, and now the loss of another president. How do you see Zambia's coming together, irrespective of political affiliation, to mourn?
Sure. That is the spirit of Zambians. When we are faced or hit with a tragedy, or a challenge, growth challenge, we always surmount that challenge because we gather and rally together to face those challenges which we face. Sure, the people of Zambia, in as much as these tragedies are before us, we almost always come out of it more united and resolute to chat or to go forward. That definitely is a Zambian style, the Zambian spirit.
So, Mr. Katema, last but not the least, what is your government message to the people of Zambia?
The message by government to the people of Zambia is, let us unite. Let us unite and mourn our beloved president in an honorable and respectful manner, because this is a man who was loved across the breadth of the country. He was a man for the people. He was the people's man, and he deserves that. And going forward, we would want that spirit not to die. The spirit he had, the spirit of having a big heart. He's a man who had a big heart for the people of Zambia, especially the marginalized and the poor. He wanted to improve the livelihood of all the Zambian people. That was his dream. And that dream, ideal should not go with him. It should remain with us Zambians.